Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. I have Taylor Feldman in person. So if you're watching this, this is rare because I usually do it through Zoom. But anyways, she is the founder of the brand Shit You Should Eat. Yes, it is Shit You Should Eat. There's a curse word in it, and I think that's why I love it. So hi, Taylor. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
She's a little nervous. It's her first time. I was telling her I always take people's podcast virginities, and it's something that I wear with pride. Also, we're both wearing purple, which is unplanned.
Unplanned, but like,
and absolutely so weird, but freaking love it.
It's my favorite color.
I love it. I never wear purple. My best friend was like, you should wear purple. And I was, because I wore it for like a photo. And then, you know how girls are, we wear it for a photo and then we like put it back in the closet. So today I'm actually wearing it. Anyways, let's get into the gist of it. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, what you do.
Yeah.
And about the brand.
Okay. So my name is Taylor. I'm the founder of Shit You Should Eat. I ended up quitting my full-time job about 5 months ago to pursue it. I started with just a food page and started posting the food that I had eaten. And it ended up growing into something really amazing. And I'm excited to get the opportunity to work with so many brands. And it's just been an incredible experience.
And we met in New York.
Yes.
But you recently moved to New York, which is...
Well, I've been here for like 2.5 years.
Okay. So my mistake.
It was like a break in between the pandemic. Like I was living here. And the pandemic hit. I went back home to Florida.
That's why. So it's not that I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
But okay. So because my podcast is called The City Confession. So I would love to tie it back to New York.
Yeah.
So I guess talk about your previous job. I know you quit, but what was that like in terms of making that shift? Because I think so many people want to make that jump, but it's so scary. And I remember when we met, we'll talk about that in a few seconds.
Yeah,
but
we'll go back to that.
You were really nervous.
I'm always nervous. I just like recently have anxiety. I was like vibing for like 23 years of my life. Everything was great. And all of a sudden I just got like a ton of anxiety and I'm just like learning how to deal with it. So yeah.
But what made you want to quit? Like,
so there was like a multitude of factors. The first one was I loved my company, but I wasn't getting paid what I was worth. And they essentially were underpaying us as well. So they ended up getting sued for like millions of dollars.
Crazy. And that's the tea.
Yeah, that's the tea. But at the same time, it was like my page was starting to get some traction. I was getting in, I can't speak. I was getting invited to, you know, restaurants and all that stuff. So it kind of just felt like the right move. And I really wanted to take that leap of faith and see, you know, if I was able to, you know, pull it off at the end of the day.
And then tell me about the name.
Shit You Should Eat.
Yes.
So I thought of it when I was in North Carolina. So I was on vacation with one of my best friends. We were smoking a joint. We were on the balcony. And essentially it's inspired by Naughty Fork. She's my favorite account ever, like truly like my inspiration. And we were sitting on the balcony and my best friend was like talking about, you know, life. And I was responding with, I am not happy. Like, I don't like my job. I'm not getting paid enough. I just don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel, you know, happy doing my day-to-day actions. And I literally open up Instagram during the conversation. I see Naughty Fork posted a photo. It was her like editing, going through stuff and then responding to emails. And it was the first time I'd ever said this because I have to backtrack. I'm a foodie. I've always, always loved food. but I didn't want to make a food page. I just thought there were so many, like it wasn't necessary for me to do it. And what part was I at?
That's the name.
The name?
Yeah, you were saying you pull it up and then you're going to the story.
So I pull it up. I'm looking at the Naughty Fork story and I was just like, I would do anything to get to do that, to mm-hmm. work with brands, to get to respond to emails, to get to be creative. I was really lacking that in like my mm-hmm. desk job that I was working in. And I just randomly thought of the name. It came to me. I went to search for the Instagram. It didn't exist. I went to domainer.com, which is where you can like buy websites and domains. Yes. That was available as well. And then also the TikTok was available. So I'd say in like a matter of like 60 seconds, I'd like run to go get my credit card, gotten everything. And yeah, the rest is like kind of history.
I love that though. And I think it's so admirable because how many times, even people listening or watching this, where you have these ideas, right? And you're like, oh, that'd be great. And then when you do find out, like it's not taken, they like wait for it. But you're like, no, this is a sign. I'm going to do it right now, right? You know, even when yeah. you were probably high, but just the best time.
But look, that's when a lot of creative ideas.
Absolutely.
I'm a type of person where like, I love to just like be creative mm-hmm. and that's something that also helps me be more creative. So yeah, it's genuinely how I thought of the name.
And I love it. So we will tell people how we met. I love our story.
Yeah, it was at an event.
It was at an event in October, I believe.
I don't know. I think November, it was maybe.
October, November of 2021. Yes. Sometimes I forget what year we're in.
We're in 2022 now.
So I was with my really good friend, Judd. Judd, if you're listening, I love you. We both love you a lot.
Like, you need to come back.
He's in Dubai living his best life. But anyways, I was with him. It was at the opening of this hotel where I actually ended up having my launch party for my book. But we were there and we were like, it was a rooftop, a small intimate one. Really gorgeous night. Good vibes. But he and I didn't really know anybody. And we're really social. And we're like, you know what? Let's do a round. Let's try to meet people. So we are
This is a really good story, guys. It's really, really good.
We are literally trying to emit so many positive vibes. So we're making our rounds. We're talking to people. And don't get me wrong. People were like talking back to us. Yeah. But it was very like a two phrase exchange. And then it's like, all right.
It was a very intimidating event where there were a lot of like Absolutely. Really cool people. Yes. And like, it was my first event that I'd ever really gone to. We'll get into it later. Yeah. But like,
Everybody was so cool and in their element, but not like dismissive, just like
really I didn't want to bother anybody. Everyone was vibing. I didn't want to bother anyone.
Yeah. So Judge and I, we did our little rounds and then we looked at each other and we're like, damn, like nobody's like feeling our vibes. Is it like negative? And we're like, I'm like, I don't think so. So we're just like, you know what? Let's just me and you. You know, we don't need anybody. So we're like dancing. And then I turn and I like see this girl coming.
Literally like just walking directly towards her.
Directly towards
her. Let me take over. And then you take over. Okay. So I got invited to this event. And keep in mind, it was like one of the first that I had ever gotten invited to. So like it was a plus one of somebody else. And so we went, we were like having a good time. We had some champagne. We talked to some people. And then he was like, I have to go. And I was like, okay, that's great. What am I supposed to do? And he was like, stay. And I felt like uncomfortable. Like I didn't know anybody. It was a scary situation. So I ended up chugging another thing of champagne. And I was like, all right, like, let me try and speak to like at least one or two people. And like I said previously, one of my first events, and it was just very intimidating. I didn't want to bother anyone. Everyone was having a good time. They were sitting with their friends, you know, on the couches, drinking. Everybody somewhat looked like they all knew each other. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to bother anyone. But I'm looking around, doing a full scan of the room, and I'm like, all right, like who, you know, I'm going to try and speak to one person and like then I'll head home. At least I'll like have tried.
Mm-hmm.
One more person. So like I did speak to people, like, you know. Mm-hmm. So I see her just like vibing and Judge. And I had just chugged the champagne. I was doing a full scan of the room. And I'm like, who looks approachable? Who looks nice? You know, who's kind of vibing? Mm-hmm. And the two of them were literally just there, like having a time by themselves. They were just dancing and drinking. And I was like, they look like a good time. So I was like, all right, let's do it. Walked right up to them. And I believe I said, you guys look like you're having a great time. Like, I want to vibe.
And it was the craziest thing because I kid you not, like, what I and Judge intention, like, what we were trying
what
to
do. What
you
put out.
You literally received it.
Yeah, no, like, I was seeking it and you were
it
putting
was
out.
Crazy.
It
was, yeah. Like, when she told me that, she's like, I've been trying to, like, figure out, like, who to talk to,
who
what
to
kind
approach.
Of vibes. And I was like, Judge, did she read my mind? Because I literally just told him, like, 5 seconds before he approached me, being like, whatever, it's fine. Let's just do our thing. Let's just, like, you know, put it out there. So the rest was history. And we just got pretty close. I would say we're, like, getting closer. And in New York, I do think it's tough to meet girlfriends that go beyond the surface level of, hey, how's it going? And just like that chit-chatter.
100%. I mean, there's just so many people here. And everyone, there's how many million,
billion
people on this earth? Like, there's just so many people.
Yeah. And it was funny because, like we said, we met around October, November, and we literally spent New Year's Eve together. It was like the cutest thing. But in a city like New York, even though, like, I'm a native, I still get lonely sometimes. You know, it's like the weirdest thing. Like, you think somebody, like, I think I present myself to be, like, social, and I am. But there are also moments when I definitely feel a little out of place, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So it's wild. But here we are. And
here we are.
Everyone's going to be
both, like, wearing purple.
Crazy. We have, like, similar vibes. Okay, so let's go back to your business. I would love to know, because I don't think we spoke about this, but what has been the biggest challenge so far?
I literally don't sleep because there's just so much work to be done. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest challenge, is, like, there's genuinely not enough hours in a day.
And
I
think
everything done.
Yeah, and I think that stems from you obviously being super passionate about the brand, and, like, when you're starting out, that, like, momentum is so necessary because you want to, like, go all in and, like, really, really quick. So that's totally understandable. And I guess on the flip side, what has been the biggest highlight so far?
I mean, the whole thing has been such a highlight. Like, it's truly been such an incredible experience to see, you know, something that started out as an idea in my head to it now being, like, a visual representation of, like, that. It's just been so cool to watch. It's so cool getting to go to restaurants and feature their food and, you know, getting to take my friends with me and just having an incredible time in New York. I feel so lucky and blessed and grateful, and I'm just, like, excited for the future.
And I love that you are not necessarily a food blogger, because I think if people go on your page, they might see, like, food and they're like, okay, she's a food blogger, but I feel like you're so much more than that. And you have told me about, like, your goals and, you know, wanting to expand it, not just a food page.
Yeah.
So do you think the market is saturated? And I guess, like, what makes...
For food or for, like, lifestyle?
For what you want to do. I mean, would you categorize yourself in food or food lifestyle?
I mean, yes, I would categorize myself as food and lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I am trying to, you know, grow the brand in many different ways. And I've been really, really honored to get a few different contracts with some brands to include myself in them as well. So that's been a really cool experience. But yeah, I'm just excited to expand and get to work with, you know, health and beauty brands and get to expand into, you know, posting clothing as well and shoes and all of that fun stuff. So I'm excited to grow with the page and see where it goes.
Okay. And I know that you're slowly trying to add more of yourself in, like, your Instagram, like your page. What is one thing that you think people would be surprised to know about you?
Surprised?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, do you have any...
I feel like I'm an open book. Like...
Okay. You think you have, like, that, like, relationship with your followers and your community?
I'm just, like,
general.
An open book. Like, I have, like, no filter. Like, I curse. Like, I talk about random things all the time. Like, that's just, like, who I am.
Can I tell you what was really funny?
What?
I saw this story you did. This is real life, guys.
Oh, no.
You went shopping?
Yes. I know what you're gonna... We're going to talk about my trip to Burlington.
Yeah.
Okay, look, you can say it, and then I will give you my thoughts.
This girl went shopping in Burlington, like she said. I guess she can't even.
It's not that crazy, I don't feel like.
She stumbled across these baby shoes. She ended up purchasing it, but she's not even pregnant. Okay. She doesn't even have babies.
Okay, so here's the thing. So first of all, I grew up in Florida. So okay. The Burlington coat factories that I grew up going to were like lines in racks of coats. Okay.
Okay.
So I didn't know they had anything aside from coats.
Okay.
So I live, I don't want to say where I live, but I live close to... I live close to a Burlington, and mm-hmm. one of my friends was visiting for the weekend, so we were just walking around, and it has like a really cool view at the top at the Union Square location. Actually. It's just mm-hmm. beautiful, overlooking like the park. So we went to like a few of the higher floors in Burlington, and they have literally everything. They're amazing. And I did not know this. And so we're walking around, we ended up getting paint. We were like painting, getting pizza that night. Mm-hmm. And next to all of the art supplies, just like right across, I saw like the shoe racks, and it was the little kids' shoe rack. And it was just like really cute. Like, I don't really have anything else to say, but like, I genuinely feel like it would be a good memory, you know, like when I have a future daughter one day and I'm like, you know what? I bought these when I was living in Manhattan, and like, now she's wearing them, and it's so cute.
Wait, you like totally, cool. This story totally took a turn because I was kind of definitely making fun of you for it.
No, yeah, I know. But like, there's now, good intention.
Yes. But also, I love the story because it is such a Taylor story. Like, obviously, you guys don't know her. I mean, maybe some of you guys do know her. And I don't know her that well. But you are, like, the most random girl ever.
I really am.
Like, I don't even know what to say. I'm, like, lost for it. In a good way. And I feel like we all need a friend like that. You know what I mean? That's just, like, you don't know what the fuck is going to happen. But you know it's going to be a good time. And that's all you can say. You could be like, you know what? I'm going to have a great time with Taylor. So,
yeah.
But that story had me crying. I feel like we're going in so many different angles. But I love that because you were saying how you're an open book. And although you were a food page, you do like to share just like a little bit of like who you are.
Yeah.
And just,
well, yeah. It hasn't always been that. So I mean, the intention was to only post food photos because okay. I genuinely think like burgers are beautiful. You know, spinach and queso is beautiful. Mm. Like I love food. Mm-hmm. I think it's so pretty. So that's why I wanted to start posting things. I genuinely did not have the intention of posting myself on my page. But as my page started to grow, people started to ask, like, who's behind the page? Yeah. The brands that I was on Zoom calls with were like, you know, we want you in these campaigns. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I like didn't think I was going to mm-hmm. post myself. But I'm excited to be, you know, asked to be in things. And I'm excited to expand and feel more comfortable posting myself and all of that stuff. I just like, the intention wasn't to post mm-hmm. myself. It was just food.
But I think that's like a good, I guess, segue to just like the social media world now. Personally, when I support brands, it's one thing to like see the brand for themselves, but it's another to like get to know the founder or like their story of how they got started. And you kind of build like a stronger relationship and like loyalty because you don't look at the brand as the brand. You look at the brand, like people buy from people, they say.
Well, exactly. And it's also, you know, I'm getting to work with so many brands, but it's the people behind the brands that I love. It's such an honor to get to work with them. They're so creative. They're so amazing. And so like, that's another part of it as well.
Yeah. So you'll be seeing more of you, hopefully.
Yeah. I'm excited. No, but yeah, I do have some really exciting things coming up. So be on the lookout.
Don't worry. I'm going to let you plug in a second. Okay. So my podcast is called The City Confessions.
Yes. Oh no.
So Taylor, I would love for you to share a confession with my audience. And let me preface this by saying it could be anything. Okay. It can be something silly.
Okay.
Or
I have it already.
Oh, damn. Okay.
It's about food.
Let's go. What is it?
I am someone who genuinely appreciates food in so many different ways, from raw ingredient to cooked to the basic ingredients to how it grows. So I love genuinely like all foods. There are very, very few that I will not eat, won't touch.
What are those?
And I'm going to say them right now. This is my confession. It is olives, chopped liver, or like any form of liver in that matter. And I feel like that's it. There's nothing else that I like wouldn't eat. I'm like very open to trying. I tried alligator bites when I lived in Florida one time.
They taste good. It tastes like chicken.
I was tricked into it. My Nana told me it was chicken.
But it's actually, it's just a little chewier.
I've also had rabbit. One time I was on a date in college, like a formal date. It was just a formal date where like you go to eat and then you like go to the event. And he wanted to get rabbit. And it was like, I was kind of scared, but I was like, you know what?
I'm here for it.
Let's go for it. And it was pretty good. So there's nothing else to say.
No, I just think it's funny because olives is definitely, I think, a more common mixed feeling food. Is it fruit or vegetable? No, I think it's olive is like something weird.
I have to be just honest, like because I don't like them. I don't know any facts or like anything about them. I know they grow on branches.
Well, I know it's one thing where you either hate or you don't. Or you hate or you love it. And like, what show was it when they were like, yeah, Google it, girl.
Are olives a fruit or vegetable?
It's a fruit. See, I was right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's a fruit that people either like or don't like.
Yeah.
But, and then you say liver, and I'm just like, where did that come from? But,
well, I feel like they're just like the two main things that like I know I will never eat. And I've come across them like a decent amount of
really?
Time. Yeah, like there's always like chopped liver, like place, like, yeah.
Where are you living?
Where
do you find chopped liver?
Like there's just always like different everywhere? Kinds of livers, like delis have it. There's so many different places that
I know,
have,
but
like,
I don't feel like it's sort. Like something that's
nice restaurants have like cooked liver with, you know, this. And I'm like, no, personally.
Okay.
But I also do want to just add in the fact that I really actively tried to like olives to the point where I would take myself to Whole Foods and I would go to like the olive bar and I'd really just like stand there. I'd listen to music and I'd look at them and I would really try and like appreciate like the different colors. I'd be like, you know,
I was going to ask you about that. Maybe
I could try one. No,
no, just all of them is a no.
No.
Okay.
No.
I feel like I can tolerate olives. I'm not like, oh my God, I love olives. I have to be in the mood for it. Like sometimes at the bar, you know, when they have olives.
They're like rubber.
Okay.
Ew.
Well, the conversation about olives
Sorry,
is over
to
now.
Like all the olive lovers. I'm really not trying to be mean. It's just like, it's not my cup of tea and I'm really excited. It's
all
it's your
good.
Cup of tea.
I don't think it's offensive at all.
Okay.
It's like everybody has their preferences.
Yeah. Everyone's got their own taste. That's okay.
Okay. So we are going to do a quick fire round of five questions relating to New York.
Oh, no.
You have to answer it in one word or one sentence. And the reason why this has been a little cut short is because we actually have reservations at Ilia.
We're so excited. We're trying this new pasta place. It's not new, but it's new to us.
And it's hard to get reservations. So that's why we're eating at 4:45.
We're just really excited. Okay.
Okay. So you ready for the questions?
I don't know.
Okay. If you can describe New York City in one word, what would it be?
Chaotic.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about New York?
So
many. One.
The hustle.
Okay. What's your least favorite thing?
The smell and like trashiness.
Mm-hmm. Everybody says that.
It's just like not nice.
Like the streets are gross. It's not pleasant at all. This one you probably will love, but what is your favorite restaurant?
I literally always get this.
Okay, fine. Top three.
Okay, so I love the club room at the Soho Grand Hotel. Absolutely amazing.
Not even gone there yet.
Okay, we have to go. Okay, it's so done. Good.
What's great about it though?
What's great about it?
You like lunch food or like?
Okay, what? So I went for dinner and it just like had such a fun vibe. The drinks were so good.
Okay.
And also the food was amazing. It was like,
so overall
there
good.
Was like a truffle fettuccine pasta. Don't even... There was a burger that was fondue and it was like dripping down at the side.
Okay.
Then there were these truffle little rice balls, I think.
Stop.
And you would just
anything
like
with truffle
open it up and like the cheese was just like insane. And that is why I would say it's, you know, number one.
Okay. Well, okay. So there's no two or three then. That's your, I mean, that's your top.
I could give it 2 and 3 if you'd like.
Okay, well, give me, yeah, I want to know more.
Number 2 is Missy. Oh. Might be first. Okay. I don't really know. I'm kind of confused. Mm-hmm.
I was going to be like, I wonder who you went with, but you did go one time before.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. I go all the time. I've probably been there like 8.
Excuse me. She's a regular, guys.
No, I'm not a regular by any means, but I absolutely have fallen in love with the ricotta toast. I need to remake it.
It's crack.
I genuinely think about it when I'm in my bed trying to sleep at night. I'm literally laying there like just like thinking about it. It's ridiculous.
Okay. I love it too. What's the last, what's the third one?
The third one is, I just like, there's so many amazing ones. I don't even know. I'd say like Budokan.
Oh my God.
I haven't been in so long.
I went for like my 26th birthday and it was so good. Like the vibe is good. The food is good.
It's just like amazing.
It's a vibe. Okay. So my last one is, if you can thank New York City for one thing, what would it be?
Literally like the opportunities and just like the hustle. That's why I moved here from Florida. I grew up there. I absolutely love it. It's beautiful. It's warm. It's heaven. It's what you could all you could ask for. But at the end of the day, I wanted to be somewhere where like everyone was grinding and hustling and networking and connecting and just like doing all of that.
Like, do you feel comfortable now or are you still?
Oh yeah, I love it so much. I don't want to live anywhere else.
Yeah.
Except maybe Miami in a few years.
Mm-hmm. And then I have a piggyback question from your
there's a six.
No, it's only because it made me think. So you were talking about the food, the truffle and like the fondue and all that.
Oh my God,
and
that's
the
amazing.
Club.
What's yeah.
Yeah.
The club room.
So do you personally, as a food lover and food blogger, there are a lot of places that do crazy concoctions, right?
Okay.
Where they put like different flavors and food. Sometimes it's for aesthetics. Sometimes it's just for the hell of it, just to like make noise.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of that? Because I know more, I guess, traditional bloggers and people in the industry are like, I hate that because they think it almost is like an insult to the food. Do you know what I mean? This is what I receive. Because like if there are certain things that are just is what it is, like mixing it is just like, I don't know. I'm just gonna give it a random example.
Yeah, give
like,
an example.
Like I don't know, let's say pasta. Like pasta is a classic.
Yeah, love. My favorite food.
I don't know. Let's say you were adding, give me something like crazy, like
cotton candy.
Yeah. I mean, like, whatever.
Honestly, okay.
Like, do you respect that?
Okay.
Or are you like, no?
I get the question. Okay. I can appreciate those things more than anything. And I think they're so cool. Do I necessarily think that they're going to taste good? I don't know, but I'm open to trying those things because I think food is literally art. I think it's so cool that you can play around with it, take it from a raw ingredient to just amazing things. So I can absolutely appreciate those crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Cause going off of that, it was like, you know, the rainbow bagels. That was like a thing.
Love those.
Okay, cool. She's
well, those are good. They just are literally different colors kneaded into like.
Yeah.
The
but
dough.
When people think of bagels, they're like, that's not what bagels are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's
what
I'm saying, that they are not like for that, but you're 100%. Down with that.
Yeah. So I'm down with all the crazy shit. I love all the cool stuff.
Okay.
I love the normal stuff, the sandwiches, the regular stuff, but also
you love it all.
The crazy stuff. Yeah, like I
except
love
for
all
olives,
the food. I do
liver.
Not discriminate unless you're an olive.
It's okay. You only discriminating one thing. It's all good.
Yeah.
Okay, this has been such a lovely conversation.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for coming over to Brooklyn. I was going to say my address as well. Coming to Brooklyn.
Thank you for having
and
me.
Recording this. And I can't even speak myself, love doing in person. That was actually my rule before the pandemic.
Really?
Like when I was recording, I was like, I want to record in person because you can feel the energy.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm much more like, but when I'm like recording with somebody on the other side, I'm still engaged, but it's like hard to be, you
well,
know?
That's why when you asked, do you want to record separately or do you want to come to me? I was like, I'll absolutely come to you. Like I'm going to be so awkward on the other side of the screen.
Yeah. I feel like some people don't come to life, I guess. Right. I'm not saying you.
Not that I wouldn't come to life. I just like.
But there's like an extra layer.
It's just fun to get to interact with someone and get to be there and be in the same room and the same energy and like speak.
Yeah. And I already feel like I'm acting a little weird when you're here. Anyways. Okay. So this is your chance to plug away. I will have all of your information if you're watching this on YouTube in the description, and if you're listening in the show notes. But are you working on any secret projects that you can share? What can the world be on the lookout from you, Taylor? Or, and I should say, shit you should eat in 2022.
So I do have some really exciting things coming up. I don't want to mention them yet, but you should definitely be on the lookout. I'm very excited and so grateful. And yeah,
that's all you need. It's the
perfect That's all tease. You guys need to know is there are things coming up. And yeah.
And yeah. I do the same thing. I don't tell people about like things that I'm working on too, but you tease it when it's the right time.
Well, also like I, you know, literally just signed the contract this morning. So I don't want to be like talking about it.
You gotta tell me about it later.
Yeah, I will.
Over pasta and wine. Okay, we have to rush because we need to make our reservation. I mean, make it to is it Lilia?
Lilia.
I always forget.
Or Ililia.
No, that's the other one in Flatiron.
Got it.
They're very confusing. But actually, this is a sister for Misi. So it's great because that's what we experienced.
We need to put Misi back on our list again, too.
Yeah, I know we missed it.
I'm the friend that, like, I don't care if we have, you know, a reservation. I don't care if it's in 10 minutes. Like, let's make the next one also. I know. So that we can just, like, know that we're going and be happy about it.
That's the advice for everybody. We would love to leave it off as that. Like, if you want to make plans with people, I think take initiative. And the key is to, like, name a place and a date, like, right away. Instead of being like, okay, well, let's catch up next time. Or, like, we'll do this again. No, yeah. Just be like, let's pull up your calendar and say, how is May 21st at blank time?
It's just so funny because I genuinely never used to be like that. So I was the type of person where, you know, someone would text me and I'd be like, yeah, let's hang out, you know, and they'd be like, when? And I'd be like, oh, you know, like next week or something, or like whenever. Now I'm like, you know, either I text someone or they text me and I'm like, great, you know, the 31st at 5 or this time between this time to this time. Just because, like, I'm so busy and everything is so scheduled and it's not what I'm used to, but
it works.
It's what works. Yeah.
All right. Well, with that being said, thank you so much, Taylor. Give me a hug.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Make sure you follow Taylor and I'll see you all in next week's episode. All right. Bye.